This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said Saturday that Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been far, far worse. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, Khan praised first responders during his visit to the control center of the London Ambulance Service.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, so it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Dutch police on Saturday said they arrested a 35-year-old man suspected of stabbing three young people on a street in the center of The Hague late Friday. Police said the suspect, described as having no fixed address, was brought to a police station for questioning. The three people injured, two 15-year-old girls and a 13-year-old boy, were all discharged from the hospital late on Friday. The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, according to the country's prime minister. In all, 51 people were killed, including seven children. 900 were injured. More than 5,000 people remain without shelter, and 1,200 buildings were destroyed in the 6.4 magnitude quake and aftershocks. This is VOA News. Three protesters were killed and 26 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest, even after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Afrar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday when security forces fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf in southern Iraq. Anti-government protests have gripped Iraq since October 1st, when thousands took to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite south. Hundreds of mature activists joined young protesters for a unity rally at a Hong Kong park Saturday, vowing their months-long movement will not fade away until there is greater democracy in the Chinese territory. Speakers reminded the crowd it isn't a time to celebrate and the fight for real autonomy must persist. The rally was one of several peaceful gatherings by protesters this week to keep pressure on the government, and it comes amid a lull in violence, that is, following a local election victory by the pro-democracy bloc and U.S. support for their cause. The ballot for Florida's Democratic primary in March is looking a little crowded at this point, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Because of this weekend's deadline, candidates had to file the papers to Florida state elections officials. And while the most recent debates have had about 10 people on the stage, there are nearly twice as many Democrats still running for president. Newcomers Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick are on the list. And there are three Republican candidates who also plan to challenge President Trump for office. The Florida primary is key, with 219 delegates at stake in an election that takes place 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Online sales for Black Friday hit a record high. AP's Julie Walker reports.
All that online shopping may have helped thin the crowds at some of the stores and malls on Black Friday when people were filling their online carts with phones, computers, and other electronics. A record was also set for Thanksgiving Day online sales, which hit $4.2 billion. But the biggest ever online sales day was last year's Cyber Monday, and Adobe Analytics expects this Monday's online sales to reach $9.4 billion.
That's Julie Walker of AP. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.